Welcome to another episode of the Let's Do It Afraid podcast. How are you doing, Yvette?
I'm Freight. How are you? I'm Freight. I'm great. It's one of those Mondays. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, it is Monday. Monday is Mondaying for
Yeah,
sure. I
literally.
don't know if this happens to you, but I'm not a big coffee drinker.
No, me neither.
But on Mondays, I need coffee religiously. And it's just Mondays. I feel like the rest of the week I'm totally fine. But something happens on Monday and I need caffeine.
I don't know about you. Do you decompress on Sundays? I don't have a chance to decompress. So it's like, I think that's what it is. My mind's like, oh, it's a new week. I think it's more pressure that we add to ourselves sometimes that I'm like, I need coffee. But I don't do coffee unless I really, really need it because it'll make me jittery and then my heart rate will go everywhere. So I just try not. I stay away from caffeinated stuff and it's a hit or miss when I really need it because it's like it either screws me over or it helps me a little bit, but then my mind's just, it's racing. So, yeah.
I definitely do not decompress on Sundays. Sundays is the only day that my husband's off.
I
So we
forgot
call
about
it
that.
so we kind of call it like our family day. I mean, it's not obviously we have family time other days, but that's the day that all four of us are together the whole day. So we always do fun things. We try to get out of the house and just do a fun activity as a family. So I never have time to decompress. So it's the same thing on Monday. It's like you just hit the ground running, right? Because you don't have that time on Sunday to sit down and look at your agenda and breathe. I mean, other than the recording, I'm just like, I know that's happening for sure, but usually after this, then it's like the time that I'll go and decompress, look at my week, plan things out.
Yeah, I think I need to start doing that kind of like planning. Things of that have helped me a lot is like being more organizational with like stress and all that nature. It'll like give me a little bit organized structure to follow, and then I feel more accomplished when I could check things off. Because if it's all in my head, it's like moving pieces everywhere. And it's harder to manage. But yeah, I think I need to start doing that on Mondays. And besides just looking at my email and figuring out where I left off.
No, it's a lifesaver. I'm a big planner, so it's like I sit down and I plan my meals for the week. I plan what I'm doing, down to the bottom of when am I gonna do my laundry?
Yeah.
It's all on my calendar, but I have to I'm a visual person, so I have to see it. So I have an actual calendar that I hand write in. I
Yeah.
have it also on my phone, but I like to have it written down because if I'm a visual person, I need to see it.
Yeah. That's used to that's what I used to do, but I think like with technology now, I became so reliant like, oh, it's on my phone. Oh, it's like I put it somewhere on my calendar. And then I like overload myself. I was telling my mom the other day, I like bought a calendar to start doing things manually again, but it's like I feel like I'm going backwards in technology instead of going forward, but it's just so much. I'm like, mom's like, agarra uno para tu personal, for kids and all that nature, and then just keep your business one online. And I'm like, yeah, but it's sometimes they overlap and I'm like, ah, my calendar's at home, so it's like
Yeah, I always have it with me. I carry my backpack and I just carry my calendar in there with me everywhere I go.
I try, but my kids will pull everything out of my bag and I'm like, ugh, it is so hard.
It's hard, but I couldn't function. If it was just all in my head, there's no way I wouldn't get anything done. I'd be so overwhelmed. I'm
Yeah.
like I have to literally be like, okay, I did this, check it off. I did this, check it off. Otherwise, it's like I don't know. I won't get anything done, or I'll just be super overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Like I've done it for so long, but yeah, I always have to have reminders on my phone, even if I have it on my calendar, because I want to make sure that nothing overlaps. And then like things that are urgent, I'm like, reminder, I have like remind me the day before, remind me 2 hours
Minutes
before, because
before.
I need to make sure that I'm on the roll. Because it's so easy to get sidetracked. My kids will like the other day, my kid had an accident at school and I had to go and take him stuff, and I'm like, oh my God. And I come right back home and I'm like, geez, Louise, it's already time to pick up my daughter. Now, like, I didn't function in the moment. Like, I didn't think about it while I was there. I was just trying to get back to work. And then I was like, oh my God, it's time to run right back.
Oh,
So it's crazy.
mom brain.
Yeah.
We have mom brain all the
Exactly.
time. It's crazy. Okay, so I know today we really wanted to talk about the importance of like finding your village or community, but also, the other side of that, the struggles that we have, making friends and things like that, or even keeping friends, right? Like keeping the few friends that we have because we are so busy. But I do really believe that's so important to have some sort of village or some sort of community that you create around you. I don't feel like we're meant to do life alone. I think we're meant to do life with other people. I know the few times in my life where I've kind of really isolated myself, it's been really bad for my mental health. And I find that I do better with my mental, like emotionally and mentally, when I do take time to be with my friends, to be with my family, to get out of the house. I feel like that's when I do better. I function better. I'm not in this like bubble, in this kind of dark place that brings me down.
Was thinking of that the other day because like I technically don't have friends like besides my best friend that I grew up with and that I she's like my sister, so it's like my village only, like my family and my really close friends that have became family technically, and so my kids will always address them as uncle and aunt and things of that nature. That's how they know them. But like my mom has always told me since I was little, no hay amigos en el mundo, like no hay, and I'm like, I know she had a hard time having any kind of friends, and she does talk to people that she used to have as a friend long time ago. I guess they're considered acquaintances now. But like they'll call her and she'll be so excited to hear from them, but she's like, I cannot count on them, so I can't count them as friends, you know? Like they don't make their way over here and I don't make my way over there, and some of them live far. But it's hard. Like honestly, the only, I mean, even with my best friend, we had a downfall and we didn't talk for like 4 years. And that was, and I was in high school. We were both growing up and, you know, drama and things of natures, but we reconnected and we're like nothing ever happened. But I mean, aside from that, like I don't have friends, and I know everybody has a different experience here and there. And I'm like, I wasn't an angel when I was a kid. So it's just hard when people carry that on to when you're old. I'm like, dude, that was like 20 years ago. Well, what are you doing? Like thinking, you know what I mean? Like you still see them in the street and they give you dirty looks. And I'm like, oh, what is going on here? But I'm like, we're adults now. So if I don't have time for that anymore, and I just let it go. But other than that, I tried having friends recently, like a new person that I was talking to, and it just fell out. And it felt so weird when it started that I started asking, like, around me, like, oh, is this common in a friendship? Like, do I not know how to be a friend? Is it me? Is it my mom? Like, and my priorities just, it's hard. Like, that person didn't have, maybe just, we just didn't align, but they were in a different stage of life. And I am more like, I have my kids are my priority. Like, I'm not gonna drop my kids to go do whatever you wanna do. And it's hard with my schedules. Like, sometimes I'm on a schedule and sometimes I'm like going with the flow because things fall out of order. So, like, if you call me and be like, oh, meet me in 5 minutes, there's no way I can meet you in 5 minutes. Like, just call me if you need me. But I can't just leave my kids and meet you at the bar or, you know, like, just. It can't happen anymore. I don't know if it's just that person didn't understand, but apparently, like, it looked bad on me, and they like started like leaving me on unread, and it was a little, I don't know, it was awkward. I was like, I don't know how to be a friend, or is this just a person doesn't know how to understand the other person? But then, like, my best friend, I will call her anytime, any day, and then like leave her a message, she'll call me back, and then she knows she's busy, I'm busy. But she'll call me back. And then same thing with her. If she needs me, I'll call her right back. And it's weird. Like you can take, I can spend days without talking to her and it'll be just fine. Jump right back in, right? But with these people that I just met, and it's like, dude, I couldn't talk to you for 5 minutes and you're gonna block me, or you know, it's like so weird.
I mean, I guess like tra being really transparent with people is probably something that would be helpful. Like when you do make a new friend, because you're right, like some people will get their feelings hurt if you don't text them back in 5 minutes. I definitely won't, because I'm on the same page as you are. Like I'm busy. If it's not on my calendar, it's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna meet you in 5 minutes. Like if it's not
It's
on my
not on my
calendar,
calendar.
it's not gonna
Definitely
happen.
not. Yeah.
So I think like being really transparent with like new, maybe like new people that we meet, you know, and just really telling them that, like, dude, if I don't text you back in 5 minutes, it doesn't mean that I'm mad at you. It doesn't mean that you're not important in my life. Like, I'm just really busy. I have work, I have kids, I have a husband, I have a lot of responsibilities. So just know that it might take me a few hours and it might take me a few days to get back to you, but I will get back to you.
I
And
think it's the expectations. I'm not sure. I think I just didn't lay it out, but she knew. Like I would talk to her. She knew I had my kids around. She knew I had a husband. She knew I had family. Like she knew my priorities. She knew. Like I just assumed she knew, but I talked to her all the time. So she, like we were. It's not like I talked to you once in a blue moon and you didn't know that I had kids and that I have sports and I have therapies and I have all this stuff with my kids that I just. My schedule is full. And the thing that really bugged me was like, there was an event on Saturday. I mean, I always post things on my pages, like my personal and my business, to promote things that are going on in the community, to promote things like that aren't otherwise known. And I'm not a promoter. I just do it because I support my community and I want to see people have things to do. Because now after COVID, a lot of people like got stuck being home. And it's like trying to get the rhythm of things going again. And you know, I like to see big crowds and people and you know, enjoying the community. So I don't know. I don't know if it was my expectations of her or what, but one day she calls me and she's like, "Oh, you're going to the event?" I'm like, "I honestly don't know if I can make it. Like I have hella things to do. I was packing and I was about to leave that following week." And I was like, "I don't know. I honestly don't know." And then she calls me and then I missed her call because I was sitting there packing my clothes. And then I text her back. I'm like, "I'm so sorry I missed your call." Completely like ghosts me for a week and then starts liking my stuff but doesn't talk to me. And I'm like, okay, you're watching my every move, but you're not talking to me. Like, what is going on here? And it's just like, why do I give you more attention than it needs to be? I don't know. Maybe it's just in my head, or maybe I'm overthinking things. But then, like, time went by, and then she realized that, like, we were no longer talking. And then, like, why the need to be salty, you know? I
Yeah.
don't understand.
I mean, it could also just be like a maturity thing. You know, I feel like people that are maybe younger don't have like the, you know, just like the maturity that you have or I have. It could have just been like a maturity thing. And she just was, because I mean, to me, those sound like things that are pretty immature. Like, if I'm not talking to you, I'm not going to be liking your posts. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're not friends, we're not friends. I probably wouldn't even follow you on social media.
Right, that's the thing. I'm like, okay, you don't like me, you don't talk to me, but you're following my page. Like, are you just trying to find something to bug me about? Or I'm just like, I honestly didn't care because I was like, I know people all like everybody's in a different mental state and you don't know what people are going through. And so I'm like, I just let people be. I'm not gonna bother you if that didn't come out across. Like, just tell me when you don't like something, you know? And then we'll talk about it. But if you're quiet and then you just like ghost me,
Yeah.
but you know everything I have going on, like it's not like I didn't tell you. Like you were warned.
I
But
think she like, I think you're right. Like, I think maybe she was upset about it. Like, maybe the fact that you, I don't know, wouldn't respond right away, like, was hurting her in some way inside. But she didn't have like the maturity to just sit down and tell you, like, hey, you bet, like, I really. It hurts my feelings when I text you when you don't text me back, or it really hurts my feelings when I call you and you don't call me back. You know, like, I feel like a mature person would have those conversations, but somebody that's not there maturity wise is not going to. They're just gonna, like you said, be salty about it, or yeah, just ignore you, whatever.
it makes sense. It totally makes sense now that you're saying that. But it's also like, I was thinking, oh, like, is it me? You know, start looking into myself and I'm like, no. But then I start thinking, I'm also like, I have family that texts me and I'm like, I hit or miss sometimes those messages because I'll leave them open or I read, but I mean, yeah, I open them, but then I'll respond right back. And then send my bot with, you know, million things going on at the same time. And then I'm like, who was it? Who was it? And I have to go through my things. I'm like, who was I supposed to respond to? And then sometimes I forget. And sometimes I, you know, it just doesn't happen. I'm like, remember guys, I'm super busy. Just go ahead and send me another message. It doesn't hurt to just, you know. And it's not that I don't want to respond. I'm super busy. So this is funny, because I have a cousin named Andrea who recently became a mom a couple years ago. And before she's like, you never respond to me. You never this, you never that. I'm like, I do. It's just like, remember, you have to keep, you know, reaching back out. And then she was like, dude, I used to get offended when you didn't respond. And she's like, now after kids, it's like, we don't have time to
You
respond.
get it. Yeah, you definitely get it once you have kids. Like you just do not have the time. Yeah, but I don't think it's you. I really do think it's just harder to make friends once you get older because you are so busy. You know, it's like the little free time that you do have, you want to like spend it with your kids, you want to spend it with your husband, you want to spend it with your mom, you want to spend it with your siblings. Or like we're both Mexican, right? So we have like we grew up, we didn't have friends, we had cousins, right? So like my closest, the people that were closest to me were my cousins. And so now that I'm older, like I still want to have those relationships with my cousins. So it leaves very little room for friends. Like other people, friendships may be really important to them, so they don't really understand that we don't have the
Think you're
time.
right. Yeah, I didn't think of that aspect. Like, there's people that are here in Mexican, but they don't have family here. So they fill it with friends. But I don't have time. I have family, and it's like, I may not have like a lot of cousins in my age group, but I hang out with my uncles and my aunts and my parents and my whole village, all the time. So it's like, they're like, you're never free. I'm like, no, I have a lot of family and there's events all the time. And even like for my best friend, she lives like in Healdsburg and she used to live here in Santa Rosa and I still didn't see her all the time, you know? And it's like, I tell her, I have to put you on my calendar because otherwise I don't see you.
It's not gonna happen. Yeah. And I for me it's more about quality than quantity. I don't need to have a lot of friends. I have maybe three really good friends. And I have, you know, my best friend that I know, like she's my ride or die. If I call her any time of the night, she's gonna pick up, vice versa. If anything crazy happens, I know she can, I can count on her. She can count on me. Because you do, like we have needs, right? Like for example, my husband can't be my whole world. You know, I have to have other people that kind of fulfill those needs. And I know that my friend, like I can talk to her about anything. I can't talk to my husband about everything, not because I don't trust him, but he might get bored. You know, he doesn't want to listen to me rant an hour and a half about some girl at the
Happens.
grocery store that looked at me weird. You know what I'm saying? But like with my friend, like I can have those conversations. And so it's good to have like at least a couple good friends, but to me that's enough. Like I don't need to have all of these friends and all these people around me all the time. And like you said, or like your mom said, you know, they're not really my friends. They're not going to show up when I really need them. And my best friend too, like even though I don't see her all the time, when we do see each other, we just pick up right where we left off, you know? And
Same
it's
thing.
important to have those. But I was also going to ask you, how important do you feel that it is to have a village, when you have kids?
I think it's extremely important. Dude, I cannot talk today on Monday, sorry.
It's Monday. It's Monday.
But I think it's really important because that's who, like, if I die, I will know my kids will have a village. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm saying they're gonna take over or whatever. But they know who is who and who is present when we need them and who we spend time with. And I kind of feel like because my brothers don't really have kids, I mean, they have a couple, but I grew up with so many cousins and so many, a big circle. My kids will only have each other and the couple of nieces and nephews that I have. So it's like for me, it's a big thing because my family always taught me again, like family will be there. I mean, I'm not saying they will always be there, but you can count more on your family, or you'll know them more than you'll know an acquaintance, or you'll know a friend. And then you don't know what the intentions are behind those relationships. When you have a family, it's like you have no choice but to be family. Not saying you're gonna get along with everyone, but like es más probable, I guess you can say, that you'll have a better relationship or you'll know them. And then in the long run, those will be your long-term relationships, you know?
Yeah. No,
So.
I also yeah, and I also think it's important to have like your village. Like well the other day this she's not really my friend, but she's like an acquaintance that I know. And she was asking me because she's older, we're not she's not older, we're like the same age, so like late 30s. And she was asking me, she's thinking about having kids. But all her family lives in Texas and she's here in California for work. And so she's kind of like debating whether her and her husband should move back to Texas where they have family because she wants to have a baby. And I did tell her, like, I feel if you're really close to your family and you know that they're gonna be people that are gonna show up for you, you know, like, I don't know, if you need a last minute childcare provider, or if you're really sick, hey mom, can you come take care of the baby because I don't feel good today? Or hey, can you help me take him to basketball practice or something? If you have a family like that, then I would say yes, like move back home. To me, that's essential. It's so important. But if you don't have a family like that, then you probably don't need to move back, and you can maybe hopefully create your own community or your own village here of like good friends that might be able to help you or step in.
I feel like that's it's very relatable. A lot of the time, like, yes, I'm blessed to have my mom, and I'm blessed to have siblings that can help me whenever I need something. But I know people aren't always that fortunate. And raising a kid on your own is really hard. Nobody really talks about the ins and outs of everything that you have to go through. And so I have a cousin that wants to move to the South Bay, but his parents are here. And they're interested in, because they would get better pay over there, but they don't have the village, right? And so my cousin's like, if I plan to have a kid, like, I need my mom. My mom would be a great help. And I'm like, well, you got to think about it. Your mom's gonna be a couple hours out, and I don't think she's gonna drive all the way over there. So I would stay here, even if it's a less paying job. But at the end of the day, expenses are also going to be higher over there. So what you really take home is almost the same, or maybe even less. I don't know. You never know until you're actually in it. But I was telling him, like, just think about it. If you really care about having your mom involved, like, and also talk to her about it, because it may not be what you want. It may be what she wants, because at the end of the day, you may want your mom to come, but she may not want help. So it's like, depending on what she wants to do is how you would treat the situation. Because if she doesn't want the help, then she just stays over there. You know what I mean?
No,
But.
but it's really important. I feel like I hope to be, I mean, I don't have like a lot of help either, but it's more because my mom, like, she works a lot, so it's not like, you know what I'm saying, like she couldn't really help me even if she wanted to. And then most of my siblings, like the only two that have kids live out of state, or one of them lives out of state, the other one lives like 3 hours away. And so my two younger siblings, they don't have kids, so they don't really like know the struggles, you know, like it's, and they work and have their own lives. So I don't really have help. But I am blessed that I work from home, so I've been able to do it on my own. But it is, I do like look at other people that have more of a support and wish that I had that, because I do think it's important. So I do hope that, like, when my, you know, when my daughter grows up, or my son, and they have a family, like I want to be in a position where I can really help them. You know, like when my daughter has her babies, I want to be right there with her if she wants me there. You know, I want to take time off work so I could take care of her for a few weeks and feed her and help her with the baby and things like that. You know, because I didn't have that, and I realize now how important something like that would have been. Because I don't know about you, but I went through like postpartum depression. And so when my babies were, my children were like little, it was like really hard for me to even do small things like get out of bed, you know? So, and, but I had to take care of a baby, so it's like I had to get out of bed. But I just want to be available for my kids if they need things like that, or they need childcare, or they need me to go pick up the kid from school, or they need me to take him to basketball practice. That's the kind of grandma I want to be. Like, I really want to help them have a really strong village.
I agree. I think I would be in the same position once my daughter's older, but I was luckily, I have my mom down the street, so thank God if I need something, she's like right there. But yeah, same thing. Like, I don't know if it was postpartum depression, but I was tired like three different times. I mean, I had three kids, but I think each one was a little different. And I think my first one, I actually got an infection, so I had to sleep it off, like, to heal properly. So it was like a battle between taking care of my kid, waking up every time he needed to be fed, pumping, and then sleeping. So it was like, I felt like I was stuck in my room forever. And that kind of got to me. And the only way I like went through it was like watching shows or like finding things to look forward to. And then coming out of it once I went back to work, I think it was, I mean, getting back to the routine, I had no choice. But now that I work from home, it's like I think it's a little harder to try to like tune out the personal from the business. But I mean, having a schedule and going th like organizing yourself that way would help. But I mean, still, it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy. It's very hard. Sorry. I almost
Oh yeah,
flipped
it's
that
very
around, but.
no, it's very hard. It's very hard, and I think, like I said, I think it's just really important to create that village for yourself, for that community, because you don't want to feel so alone. But it can be scary. Like you said, it can be really scary to kind of put yourself out there and make friends. I know when I was kind of going through like my own struggles with like friendship or just feeling really alone, I downloaded this app on my phone. It's called Meetup. I don't know if you ever heard about it, but it's called Meetup, like meet and then up.
Oh, yeah.
And I downloaded that, and it would like tell you, okay, like tell us like the activities that you like, you know, like, oh, I like reading, I like, you know, dancing, I like hiking, whatever your interests are. And then it kind of hooks you up with like these different groups in your community that can do that, like hiking groups, or even like Zumba, reading clubs, even choir, because I had clicked that I liked music. So it even let me know about a choir group that was in my community. And so I did go a couple of times to this reading group one, and I did go a couple of times to the hiking one to just kind of like get out and meet new people and things like that. I really liked the book club one. That was probably my favorite. I haven't gone back because now I'm kind of doing a book club with different people. But I did at that moment have friends that I could talk to and feel less alone as a mom too, because a lot of them were moms and kind of in the same boat as me, struggling. So that was something that was really helpful for me. But I also know there's a lot of groups on Facebook, Instagram, you know, that you can find in your community as well, or even PTA meetings. The last friend that I've made, I met her at a PTA meeting, and we're still really good friends to this day. Our kids go to the same school. Because like at those PTA meetings, you're going to meet a lot of parents, and they're in your child's same school, you know? So it worked out really nicely because my son knows her son, and they get along really well. And then me and her get along really well. We both love reading. So that's how I started a new book club with her.
Oh, that's
And that's
awesome.
been really, yeah, it's been really fun for me. It's been really exciting. And we, you know, we can relate on a lot of new things because, you know, we, like I said, we're both parents and we're kind of in the same age range group. But I would say, like, if you are scared, you know, to make friends, you know, there are ways that you like to put yourself out there, you know, and to try to just make friends, because we aren't meant, like I said, we aren't meant to do this alone. And being so isolated can be really detrimental to your mental health. You know, like it's not safe, or it's not healthy for us to just be so alone and in our bubble and scared.
I think you made a really good point. I think a lot of this that we were talking about, your village, not only helps you when being a mom, I think it helps you adapt to all the changes. So it's like you feel more relatable to other people and less alone, as you're saying. So it's really important to go out there, put yourself out there, no matter, like, even if it's online, even if you find a Facebook group or you find a group of friends where they talk about similar issues or similar struggles and you feel like somebody really understands. Because even if I know a lot of people are scared to ask for help or say they have a mental condition or, you know, and like sometimes it's more of like you don't want to acknowledge the problem, but if you can feel more relatable, even that will, I mean, help you heal in some way, help you talk about your struggles, help you feel heard. And it really goes a long way and it really takes you out of your isolation. And I feel like it's really good for you. And so finding a village, constructing your community or whatever you want to like to call it, is really important. So I agree with putting yourself out there.
Yeah, definitely put yourself out there. And I know you also attend like a lot of meetings for like entrepreneurs and things like that. Have you found that that's helpful for you to like meet other people?
Yeah, so I don't necessarily call them friends because I really don't know them personally outside of that aspect. And I also am involved in three different they're called groups from school. It's like PTA. I'm in PTA, and then I'm in ELD parent group, and then I'm in the school site council. So three different levels of groups that we meet with, and some are with admins and some are with parents. So I do get connections there, and I'm actually a really good advocate, and I help a lot of the parents that don't know how to speak up for special needs kids or certain rights that the kids deserve or they have, but the parents don't know about. So it helps me in that aspect to put myself out there with what I've already struggled, and it makes me happy seeing them understand, like, oh, my kids actually are able to do this, or my kids deserve this, these services. And they don't know a lot because a lot of the English barrier. So helping in that aspect is really fulfilling. And then making connections there, and we see them out in public, and they're like, oh, hi, how are you? And I'm like, oh, it feels really good. And I don't know if that's a friendship or what kind of relationship that is called, but I'm sometimes I call them acquaintances because
We're more
I
like
don't
an
really hang out with them, and
yeah.
I don't know who they are. So I don't really call, like, that's another thing. So people will be like, oh, that's my friend. I'm like, I don't want to use that word too loosely, because then they're like, if that's your friend, then, como dicen, like, you are an average of the five people you talk to the most. So it's like, I honestly don't know these people very well. So I have to be careful sometimes.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, I would say they're more like acquaintances. So like even though they might not, grow into being these like super meaningful friendships, they still help you connect with other people and they
Yeah.
still help you feel like you're a part of something important, and I feel like it's so important to feel like you have a purpose, even if it's just like you're a stay-at-home mom and you go to the PTA meeting once a month and you're involved in your child's school, like finding a purpose in there
Yeah.
can be life-changing,
Yeah.
because when I was just a stay-at-home mom, it was really hard for me to find a purpose, like other than, oh my gosh, I'm just a mom, and that made me feel even more alone because I felt like I don't have a purpose, like I don't have anything to offer. But
Very
like
interesting.
yeah, but starting out slowly to go to these like PTA meetings or, go to this hiking group, things like that, I started talking to people every day and seeing people every day and just feeling like myself again. Like, oh my gosh, I have a purpose. Like
Finding
it's worth
yourself.
being a mom. Yeah. And like loving myself and taking care of myself.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the times, like, we get so lost in mom mode and, like, mom life. And I understand a lot of people are, like, transitioning to becoming new parents, so it's part of the struggle. But even then, I've been a mom for over 13 years, and I mean, sorry, not over 13, over 11 years. And it's hard because we really they're our priority. So then sometimes we put ourselves on the back burner, and it's like, oh, wait, I still need to do this, and I still do this for myself, you know? So being a part of those groups, going out, reaching out to other people, having connections is all very good, because it brings you back to, I'm not just labeled as a mom, you know? I'm more than that.
And you might make a really good friend. You never know. I mean, like you said, like we're lucky that we've kind of cultivated those friendships in other places, like family, cousins, best friends from middle school or elementary school. Because my friends also go back to like middle school and elementary school, the ones that I'm closest to. So we're lucky that we've built that and cultivated that and kept that going, but not everyone has that. So and I do feel like you need at least one good friend in your life. Like one person that you can talk about the most random, the biggest nonsense things, because you can't, like, I can't have those silly conversations with my mom or,
Yeah.
like I said, my husband, but I know that I can have those, like, really silly conversations somewhere else. So at least those needs are being met somewhere else.
I agree. It's very important. And I feel like I have a couple of cousins that are in that category. But I do have that best friend that I still talk to, and I think it's the more you have is better, because you have more people you can actually reach out to. But I mean, it doesn't have to be 10 people. It can be one person that's always there. Like, it doesn't have to be a lot of people.
Yeah, because sometimes it is hard, like we've talked about, it's hard to make friends as an adult because you get so busy and your time is so limited and you're kind of in the thick of things. But one day your schedule's gonna open up. You know, your kids are gonna grow up. Maybe you won't work as much. So it's like then you'll be able to hang out with these friends more. You know, and you'll be able to have a little bit more time for your friends. But at the same time, when you're in like the thick of it, it's important to not leave that in the back burner. And it's important to remember, like, no, I need to keep these friendships because they're important and we shouldn't be alone. And in the future, you know, when we're like, you know, I don't know, retired, we'll have po people to go drink coffee with or go drink tea with, you know, like hang out for a few hours with.
I feel like, I mean, the mom groups of the school are really like, oh, let's go hang out and let's go have. We did it one time, we went to go eat lunch with the translator from school. But I mean, I loved it. It was pretty cool. But I'm like, after that, everybody's busy, so it's so hard.
Yeah, it's like when you're
But
in the thick of things, it's so hard. Like you
yeah.
said, it's like it's so hard to really have friends and like keep those friends, and build that trust with people, you know. And I feel
Exactly.
as we get older, we also get a little bit more, I don't know, like you know what I'm saying? Like we get kind of not doubtful, but what's the word I'm thinking
More
of?
protective, or like
Yeah, like more
you're more
protective.
aware.
As we get older, we don't have that same maybe like trusting instinct that we do as a child. You know, like when you're little, you just think you kind of see the world in these like rose-colored glasses, and you think everyone is kind, and you know, it's just so easy to make friends because you're not so jaded. But as you get older, you realize that we're not all so nice. And people can hurt you. And so we kind of put up these walls. And I think those walls are also what makes it difficult to make new friends because you're not as trusting as you were when you were a child.
Definitely. So, like, I feel like when you're older, you become more aware, and every experience you go through will build those walls, will make you look at, like, oh, this is what happened. So then, like, your brain is like, red flag, this happened before, you know? So it's like being careful with also not judging, because at the same time, like, that's something that my cousin Andrea will always remind me. Like, remember, are you looking at it from a judgmental perspective, or are you looking at it from factual base? Because we honestly don't know that person unless there's facts, right? So I'm like, I try not to do that anymore, because I've found myself doing that. And I'm like, well, it's just like once there's like five red flags back to back, I'm like, yeah, I don't know anymore. Like, I try to distance myself a little bit more, but it's hard. Like, also, I'm not perfect. Like, people may not like the way I act, or people may not like things I've done, and it's like, they shouldn't base you based on that. So, like, here we go with like the kid aspect. The kids don't look at you like what you did to them. Like, my kids are so forgiving. If somebody's rude to them, the next day they're like, oh, and I'm like, you're no, this is not happening. This kid was rude to you. So I'm like, I'm so like, I'm like, wait, I gotta take myself back. These kids are learning how to socialize, how to go through events in life on their own, you know? And it's like, you just, I'm like, it's so hard for me not to like be like, that kid should not be in your friendship group. But then there's these specific kids, like with my oldest, because of his special needs, there's these kids that have been bugging him since second grade. And I'm like, no, that, it's like, where do I draw the line, you know? So it's really hard. And then, and I know it seems like I'm a helicopter mom, but at the same time, I'm like, I need my kid not to think that's normal, because now he's gotten to the point where he think some kid punched him in the stomach and he thought it was fine, like it's normal play. And I'm like, but no, there's an extent. If you're in pain, that kid needs to know that you're in pain and it's not normal, because then they go on to middle school and these happen, and then they get beat up, and then they're the victims. And it's just like a normal pattern. I'm like, no, teachers should be picking this up now so they can make kids understand like what's good and what's bad. They're like, oh, they already know that. No,
No,
like,
they don't.
there's a line and there's a way. I mean, there's a reason why they're acting this way, you know? So it's like trying to dig deeper and have them understand that not all kids are the same. So it's a dude, I've been dealing with this with soccer now. Same thing. Like, there's these kids that'll sit there, because my kid's so innocent, and His brain is like, everybody's my friend. And so he sat there and he was singing, like, I forgot what it was. Like, one, two, three, buckle my shoe. I forgot what the song was
Oh yeah.
called. And I used to do that when my kid, like, I still sing nursery rhymes to my kids here and there. But he was singing. And then the kids were like, oh my God, how funny. And I'm like, I don't know if that's cute or if you're making fun of him. And then after that, they started making fun of him. And I was like, no, this is not happening in my, no. So I messaged the coach and I'm waiting to hear back. But I'm like, it's so hard. Like, I literally have to do this every single year. And it's like, why as a community are we not doing better? Like, what is going on? Like, I know there's more diseases and more, like, what is it called? Diagnosis? More diagnosis out there going on right now. Like, we should be better as a community because we should be more understanding, knowing that there's more, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
But
for sure.
it seems like it's going backwards, and it's like they shouldn't feel like they're isolated anymore because it's been going on for a while now. Like, we should know how to act with certain kids, and I'm not saying, yeah, they can go ahead and be misbehave because they have a certain condition. Like, I don't give my kid a free pass because he's not all the way there where my other kid is. Like, no, they all get disciplined, they all get the same opportunities, they all have to say sorry. Like, I'm not gonna treat my kid any different because he's special. Because then that gets out of hand. So it's hard.
It's
It's
hard,
hard.
but you're right. Kids have like this really beautiful way of seeing the world that even if somebody's mean to them, they're just naturally so forgiving,
Yeah.
you know? And I think it is a beautiful thing, but it's also obviously a dangerous thing, you know? But I do try to see like as an adult, like maybe we should be a little bit more like that, you know, like more understanding, more caring. You're like, okay, this person had a bad day, like it's nothing personal, it has nothing to do with me, because that's what I try to teach like my kids, like hurt people. So if they're being mean to you, that says more about them than it does about you. It isn't about you, it's really about them and they're hurting, and something probably happened at home or happened to them on the way to school. And so as an adult, I think we feel like, I feel like we forget those things, you know, like people are human. And we do have bad days. So if somebody is, you know, goes off on me, they're probably just having a bad day. I'm sure it has something, it probably doesn't have to do with me.
I really like, even with road rage and things of that nature, like, sometimes I've learned to manage. Like, you may not even be doing anything. The other person over there is like having a fit and throwing and talking all this smack to you, and I'm like, I learned not to react because it just makes it worse on me. I come home hella mad and I'm like, no, that's not worth it for me. And when I see other people out do it, I'm like, dude, think about it. They just left and you're sitting here as boiling water. Like,
Still mad about
it's
it.
not good for yourself, and it's not, I just let it be. I'm like, that person's not having a good day. That person gotta be late to something. But it's hard because at the end of the day, it's like your safety, and then like they're putting everybody at risk. But it's like, okay, just let it be one person and not two. Como dicen? I forgot how to say it in Spanish. Que sea uno y que no sean dos, or
Or something like that, right?
yeah.
Yeah. Or you can't argue with crazy, and I'm like, I always
Yeah.
You know, like you can't argue with crazies, so I just like let it go.
Yep.
Yeah. Let go and
So.
let God. That's what I agree.
Yeah. And it's gotta be someone, you know. And I tell my kids this all the time when they're arguing. I'm like, somebody's gotta be a bigger person today. Like, it's not always gonna be that person, but like, you gotta think about it. Like, your feelings, or express your feelings. Sometimes people don't express their feelings and they're just boiling water. And it's like, if you don't talk, we don't know what's going on. So, just say I'm having a bad day. You don't have to tell me details. Just tell me today's not been a good day. And then, I mean, I understand. Just let me know.
So is there any, you know, last minute advice? Because I know we've gone over quite a bit of time, but is there any like last minute advice that you would give to people that are struggling as adults, making new friends, or because they, you know, wanting to make new friends or kind of put themselves out there?
I would say go to any of those events or do that, download that meetup app. I did a lot of like Facebook groups. I've gone to like mom walks, which is a local community of moms that will go on walks, and you don't have to have your kid. Just go and do an activity, get yourself out there, walk, do whatever activities they're doing. Even volunteer at schools, volunteer at those kind of activities, or whatever you would like to do. If you like helping in a specific area or something, an activity or hobby you like doing, go check out those groups and see what there is to do, you know?
Good point. The volunteer, I didn't even think about that, but volunteering at your look, because I feel like the volunteer opportunities are everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Like there's Redwood, the food banks, there's homeless shelters, there's pet shelters, even like teen groups, or I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like the
Cleanups
housing,
or
for teens that are struggling, things like that. There's always volunteer opportunities, and you can meet a lot of really interesting, kind people who want to make a difference in the world like you do.
I think it's just finding your group of people, your village, whether you have a kid or not, like finding what you like to do. And like, even I am a part of a local car club, and we do events, and we take volunteers. We take, like, it just depends on whatever you like doing. Reach out to whoever you see. And it's more attainable online. Like, there's a lot of groups, there's a lot of Instagram people that are very active. Just reach out to somebody. I'm sure like somebody has information for what you like to do. Doesn't have to be you downloading an app if you don't feel like you need it. But just put yourself out there, or even go on Facebook and be like, in search of such and such group, or does anybody have information on something? And people will respond, you know?
Oh, yeah, like you said, just put yourself out there. Even if you don't want to go in person, there's always virtual groups and things you can do online. I think it would be ideal, and it's important to try to put yourself out there, like physically go. But if it's, like baby steps, so it's like maybe you can't right now, like try joining a club online or, on social media, and then slowly start taking yourself out.
I agree. Yeah, taking baby steps and getting your comfort out there. And remember, if you feel uncomfortable, it's because you haven't done it in a while. So give yourself some chance and give yourself some grace. It won't be like from night to day. I mean, unless you really want a radical change, and it's fine for you. Some people need more transition. So whatever it takes. But I hope everyone liked this episode, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon.
Yes, take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.